The General Services Administration is trying to make a systemic change to how federal agencies complete their IT projects. GSA's 18F and Integrated Technology Services issued a request for information from industry last week that could lead to basic changes in how the government contracts with vendors and buys technology. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on the RFI and the reaction it's getting in industry. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so is GSA going agile on us?
Well, the GSA would like to tell you they've been going agile on you for quite a while. Now, this is what this is really the idea of, hey, now we're going to let the rest of the government make it easier to go agile by starting with this request for information and eventually leading to a blanket purchase agreement that's going to be open to all of government. I mean, really, the end result here is for GSA to do what they think they do best, which is provide services for the rest of the government, you know, easy access to contracts.
All right, so what are they specifically asking for in that request for information?
Well, the RFI is a fascinating attempt to really change the way they bring in contractors. So initially what GSA is saying when they describe it is they have an alpha and then a beta. And the alpha is really going to be focused only on GSA initially. And what they want to do is go from solicitation to full kickoff for the contract in a matter of just 4 weeks. So this RFI is really laying the groundwork for how they would do that. And the RFI is asking vendors to say, this is what we're thinking, right? We want to open it up to Schedule 70 vendors. That's the IT schedule. We want them to show us, not tell us, how they would do agile development. So that's a key piece there. In fact, I talked to Nick Sinai, the former deputy chief technology officer for the government, and now over at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. And he says they hit some of my favorite themes in the RFI, show, don't tell, iterate often, and make it transparent. And I thought he summed it up really well by saying these are the three basics of the RFI that could be translated into the blanket purchase agreement, depending on obviously what the reaction GSA gets from vendors. But so first, show, don't tell. So they're going to ask vendors to perform maybe a 24-hour software development cycle. Show us how you're going to do it. Show us how you would iterate that more often, not just, you know, once a year, once every other year, but every 6 weeks, every 6 months. And then, you know, let's go through all the steps to how you're going to go from beginning to end. Now, I also imagine that this RFI and the eventual BPA is going to ask for what they call user-centered design. This is a big buzzword that you're going to hear a lot more about, I think, in 2015, Tom, where it's not just, hey, I'm an IT guy, I know how to code, but how do I bring in the CFO, the CHCO, the program folks, the business folks, everyone who has a, if you will, stake in this project, whatever the project is, to give us their input. And then every 6 weeks we show those stakeholders what we did, get feedback, make changes, move on. And I think that's really the goal of this entire effort here.
All right, so GSA is then asking these companies on Schedule 70 how they might do that. Does this have any tie-in to the creation of that professional services schedule? Because most of what we're talking about is services, not products.
Right. Not initially. They did not bring up that consolidated services schedule that they are in the middle of working with as well. Because those services do range from anything from professional engineering to, you know, not just IT, but management consulting. So I think that's much more broad. This is really focused on IT projects. Because as you know, Tom, this has been the one big area where agencies have struggled, is going from concept to final product and doing it quickly.
Okay, so this would be for IT development, as you mentioned, and I guess it would be new applications. But
Real quick, let me just jump in. There's a whole big push around DevOps, which is taking what you call their operation and maintenance programs or systems that are currently, hey, this is 5, 10, 7 years old. We need to really upgrade it. How can we upgrade it in a way that there's money there to do it without having to beg Congress for more money? And I think this would also take into account that idea of DevOps. I think the Patent and Trademark Office is a perfect example of an agency that has really taken a lot of, if you will, old money and moved it to new money instead of just asking always for new money. And I think this would definitely approach that DevOps concept as well as Agile, which, you know, in many ways they're not quite the same, but they are close cousins.
So, for example, if an agency had an old application that was built in the client-server era, if you will, and they want to move it to a web application, or they want to take a web application and move it to a mobile application, that would be the type of project which might lend itself to this new way of getting money and new way of approaching a project.
Absolutely. And not only that, but, you know, put it on the cloud or take a mainframe or something, as you said, a client server. That's the old way of doing it. And let's how can we put that application on the cloud and relook at that application so it's easily translated to the mobile world? I think that's a good example, Tom.
And so that would also give agencies a good opportunity to clean house. Maybe the application does 300 things it no longer needs to do because the law went away or something changed in the 20 years since it was developed. So you could come out with a much more clean, and that would lend itself to a more agile approach too, probably.
Right. I think one of the benefits of this, and this is more of a side benefit of this type of approach of agile, is the idea of application rationalization. Because as you're upgrading, as you're moving, you start asking those hard questions. Okay, do we really need this? Is this a priority for us to really spend our time, our money, our resources on? And then what you find is, well, it's only 5 people who use this application, and they actually could use this other one over here just as easily, so let's get rid of it. Most of the chief information officers that I speak with definitely address that issue of application rationalization, and they're trying to get rid of how many apps they support because it's also another place to find money to move it back into those mission-critical systems that we are talking about here that they're trying to upgrade.
We're speaking with Jason Miller, Federal News Radio's executive editor, and I'm curious as to why 18F is involved with this, because 18F is a development group within GSA, and as you report this morning at federalnewsradio.com, it's grown to 100 people. And so it seems like they are almost in competition with the vendors they're asking for this information from.
Well, I think what they're seeing is there's so much demand for their services that they just can't do it all. And even if they grew to 500 people or 1,000 people, they still could not meet the demand that they're getting, the request for help. And I think GSA saw this as an opportunity to, hey, there's a lot of agencies in need of this type of agile development help. They want to move into it. They don't quite understand how to do it. Let's give them a contract that makes it easier for them to move into it and find vendors who are, if you will, pre-qualified that can already provide these services. So I think it's not a competition with 18F. It's a realization by 18F that they just can't do it all, and there's no way they could do it all. And I don't think they ever plan to try to do it all. And I think that's why you see things like the Digital Services Group at OMB has popped up. Obviously, the Veterans Affairs Department's CTO on, who talked about their move to digital services. And I think that's a trend you will be seeing. I'm telling you this right now, for a fact, you will be seeing throughout government.
All right. Well, you heard it here this morning on Monday from Jason Miller. And so what has industry reaction so far been to this RFI?
So I spoke with 2 people. Obviously, I mentioned Nick Sinai, the former federal CTO, but I also talked with the CEO of InfoZen, Raj Anandampia, and he is, his company provides agile services to a host of agencies, and NASA and the Homeland Security Department, Citizenship and Immigration Services, just to name 2. And he says, listen, this is the exact approach they should be doing. It's long overdue. It's not around just looking for vendors who are really smart and can do agile, but it's really changing the system. He called it systemic agility. It's giving the entire process around a project or a program that agility that has been missing, meaning not just it's with contracting, it's with the vendors, it's with the stakeholders. All those pieces are coming into place, he thinks, under this RFI and potentially this BPA. The other thing that I thought he said that was really interesting is this type of approach that GSA is putting out there, again, going back to your question about 18F, that they're seeing the need for it from a vendor perspective. GSA is recognizing the need because this is where I think industry is heading. This is where industry has headed. This administration, the Obama administration, loves to talk about how things are so much different, you know, in Silicon Valley, and we really need to adopt the Silicon Valley approach. I think what he's saying is this is that first step to, you know, one of many steps to getting there. So everyone's been very positive. The question will be is can they actually make it work within the contracting system? Because as you know, Tom, even though the FAR may say you can't do it this way, so therefore you can do whatever you want to do. The fact is, the way that the agencies have thought about IT projects, the way vendors have bid on IT projects, has been to bid on those 5-year, $50 million contracts, and not those, you know, 6-month, $5 million contracts with a 6-month option. And oh, by the way, in 6 months, there's no guarantee at all that we'll move forward. We may just get rid of you because we don't like you or you're not meeting our needs. So that's a whole different, as I think the guy from InfoZen, you know, Raj Anandampia says, is it's an organizational shift.
All All right, so there's a request for information, and there's the belief that this might lead to a BPA for Agile Development Services later on?
Correct. Now, GSA has already said they're going to hold an industry day January 27th here in D.C., so I'm sure they'll get a lot of vendors there. I plan to be there because I think this is a fascinating procurement. And then what the goal is to initially open the BPA to a small set of vendors that's only going to be used by 18F and GSA more broadly. And then in 6 or 8 months, they want to broaden this, the opportunities around the BPA, bring on more vendors, and also open it up to the rest of government. And that's what's really interesting about this is they really want to do have some on-ramps to make it easier for vendors to come on, not just in 6 or 8 months after the initial contract award, but in a year, and 2 and 3 years from now. And GSA, you know, the Schedule 70 folks are going to do a huge educational outreach to vendors who are not traditional government vendors to come on and work on this schedule, to work on this BPA, because those are the type of vendors they're trying to attract.
And what about the systems integrators, the traditional companies that use the waterfall development process, if you will, which has fallen out of favor, although it still has its proponents, we should add. Are those elephants going to dance now here?
Well, they don't have a choice, do they? I mean, this is not going to be a $5 billion BPA or a $20 billion BPA. I think that this is just it's part of that slow move that, you know, Tom, in 3 or 5 years when we're doing this conversation again, we're going to talk about how everyone's into Agile and every contract is coming out in Agile. I think that's the hope and the belief that 18F and GSA ITS are hoping that this BPA will kick off. I think the large government vendors, they realize, they see the handwriting on the wall probably before GSA does, and they know how they have to switch. It's a matter of whether other agencies are preparing contracting documents that call for this Agile approach, or are they still preparing contracting documents that are calling for this waterfall approach. That's the change that I think also GSA wants to do, is within the government itself.
So vendors that really want to be cool, they'll make sure they wear their new Apple Watch to the to the industry day.
Well, I think there's also a Google Watch. A friend of mine had one. They're pretty neat, though. I would have to tell you they're pretty useless from my perspective. But I'm a cynical journalist, so what do I know, right?
Well, I guess they have to be sweatproof before they'll do all these things they say. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks so much for coming on.